You are now listening to Vigilantes Radio. The people's choice for quality art, interviews, special guests, music, and hot topics. Hosted by Demetrius Dee Blast Reynolds and co-hosted by the Vigilantes. Pogosi, Subba Bra, Banditti, and Controvert. Call in to join the mix at 602-753-1654 or hop in via Skype by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. All episodes of this podcast are available for free download at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. Immediately after each broadcast, we welcome all. Topics and ideas, email us at theradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. Enjoy the show.
Holding down, check to check, job, that's the omen. Otis gotta show him, yeah, that you worth more. Still on a search for something better, minimum wage, still a slave to the dirt floor. But he graduated from the slums once, from the coke fiends to the broke dreams, to one pair of jeans on stage waiting for the encore. And he's ready for it with his eyes closed, prepared for it. Imagination runs wild, what is my room for? Mike Sam needs in a mind zone, I'm impressed too. Sit behind my desk in a three-piece suit, and I wonder, will he have enough on his check? Cause rent's due, this budget cuts from the recession. Budget cuts, man, from the recession. It's budget cuts from the recession. Today, have to cut him loose.
I wonder if she knew that the dude that she threw was a best friend's man. And I wonder if the crew was the truth till the last day they brewed in the end. And I wonder if the sky's really blue, is it better than movies we spread? And I wonder many things.
worked hard every day. 3 jobs, 5 kids, no pops to watch them. So your work begins as you make ends meet. Oldie's only 10 years old, left in charge of the other four. Nothing was the way she had planned it out. I wondered. Hey God, forsaking my mother, left this beautiful woman to struggle. We're gonna meet up off of her bones, send her food up in her cupboard, evicted out of her home. And you telling me that he loves her and she suffers? Or maybe I got it all wrong. I wonder. Maybe it's part of this plan. Maybe I don't understand. Maybe I shouldn't stand as often as I do and drop to my hands and my knees and start praying. Maybe we the reason why she still believes in God. Even after all the tribulations, trials, she can crack a smile and praise until she cried. I wonder how she do it though. Make life look so beautiful. And we all want a little more material, but that woman grip her for a damn cheerio. And I ain't just say that shit cause it rhyme. I wonder if I ever be as great as my mom. Walking proof of the grace of God. So all of my doubts were erased when I look up into her eyes.
I wonder if she knew that the dude that she threw was a best friend's man. And I wonder if the crew was the truth to the life that they proved in the end. And I wonder if the sky's really blue, is it sadder than moves we spread? And I wonder many things.
Wowzers, we are up to 14,000 listeners, 865,000 downloads worldwide just this year, and it has all been because of you guys. We are the people who have dedicated their lives to music, art, and research in every aspect, and we want to allow you the opportunity to tell your story. Man, we've had celebrities on our show, from Grammy Award-winning artists to actors, authors, professors. It really doesn't matter who you are or what walk of life that you come from. Come on our show, talk to us. So, to book your interview or just share a story, email us at vradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. I am passionate about what I do, just as passionate about what you do. And together, we can get your voice heard by the people that should hear it. So let's create something incredible. And with that, hello and welcome to another episode of our podcast, Vigilantes Radio. Thank you. Thank you. That's a humble thank you, as always, for rocking with the kid. I mean, it means so much to get the messages on Snapchat and Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's just truly amazing for you guys that tune in weekly on Thursdays and Sunday nights and just rocking with the kid and being a part of my audience family. So if you like information on how to call in, ask questions, or speak to our guests, you can always dial this number, 602-753-1654. And also with that number, I want to add that I added a button on our Facebook like page. So if you go over to facebook.com/vigilantesradio, there's a button there. You can just hit that button and it'll dial the show. Or you can go over to my website that I created myself with like crayons and construction paper. You can go there, and under the Vigilantes Radio tab, there's a call-in button. Just tap that button, and Google will connect you to the show. Yeah, I also build a website. So if you need a website, I got crayons, markers, and construction paper, and I can hook you up. Check it out. It's over at www.onlyonemediagroup.com. It's my pride and joy there. Anyway, you can also listen in for the best connection by going to your browser and typing in blogtalkradio.com/onlyonemediagroup. And as always, all of our episodes are available for free download as the show ends on our website, which is, as I mentioned earlier, onlyonemediagroup.com. And that goes for past shows as well. Tonight's episode is the mineral water interview. And when I posted that, I got a lot of, you know, messages on Facebook from my hooligans. And the hooligans are basically my fan base. That's what I call them. You know, Beyonce has her beehive, and that's pretty much all I know about fan bases. But my fan base is called the Hooligans because they've been rocking with Houdini Black for a while. Anyhow, I started getting messages about from a lot of conservative and, you know, economical people, you know, that value the ecosystem. And they thought that the interview was about the actual water. And I was like, no, no, you got to check this guy out. He's doing it, you know, he's doing his 1-2 up in Chicago and surrounding areas. This is the water I'm talking about. Like, this is hip hop in the purest form, which is what I really think he meant by calling the album Mineral Water. You got to get that, the purest element, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't even want to say it, but sometimes in hip hop, you can get into the muddy, murky, milky stuff. It's not so pure to, you know, take in. What goes in comes out. Now, I don't ever hate or, you know, knock anybody for the way they rock, but I have, like, two little dudes that I raise, and I wouldn't want, you know, that murky milk stuff. I would rather have the mineral water going in them. You know, you dig that? All right. Anyway, with that said, I am your host, Dini Mussolini. But, you know, in other realms, I'm known as Houdini Black. So with that, I want to go over a few announcements for my people out in Virginia. The show got canceled. It's all good, though. I was over in Memphis at the time and waited on a connecting flight. And I got an alert, you know, that the club or the venue was postponing the show. Unforeseen events happened. So that's cool. Things like that happen, man. I mean, I got a chance to, you know, kick it in Memphis for a few hours. And then I headed back home, which I am here now. Actually went to a comedy show tonight, which is pretty cool. But on the 30th, I will be in Alexandria, Louisiana. On the 5th, I will be at the A3C Festival. I'm actually performing twice. 8 p.m., I'll be in Decatur at Lavish the Bistro. And then later on that night, I'll be in Atlanta on the festival grounds. Now, let's see who's going to be there. I know Bone Thugs and Harmony. And as you know, I do work for Busy Bone. Rick Ross will be there, Mystical, Casey Veggies, Planet Asia, Matt P, Bun B, Redman, Kid Capri, Cameron, and such and such and so forth. It's a long list of people, but I will be there. And then after my stage time, I'm going back to be a fan. It's a 4-day event out in Atlanta, and I went in that little festival on the 9th by performing again in Decatur at a different venue called 29 Degrees. The 14th, I'll be in Indiana at the University of Indiana performing at their homecoming. Like, how cool is that? Yeah, I'm rocking with this cat named Hugh Lee. I never met him before. But he picked up my set, and they invited me to come out to do the homecoming show, which is very cool in my opinion. And then October the 23rd, I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee at Club Rumba. And last show that I have so far is November the 19th in Hollywood, California at the Viper Room. It's an all-day event. Busy Bone will be there, Crazy Bone will be there, and my brother AC Killer, who invited me to come out. To do my 1-2. Now, I know I've been absent for a minute on the performance side, but this last, you know, 6 or 7, 8, 9 spots is not really a tour. It's just me getting no days off out of my system, which was my last album that I dropped 3 years ago. People still rocking it, and I really appreciate that. So I just wanted to get that out of my system. I just wanted to book a few shows, get that out, perform whatever I had to do, and then go hibernate and work on Parallel, which is the EP I'm working on as soon as I come back home in December. So that's it for my shows. Make sure to connect with me on Facebook. I'm always giving advice for young artists as well as advice and life itself, because, you know, jewels can go a long way. I didn't have anybody when I first started out to, you know, spell it out for me. And that's why I chased my tail for so many years. But I finally woke up and got, you know, the game. And I do understand that the game is to be sold and not told. But, you know, knowledge is power. But if you don't use said knowledge, who does it really benefit? Exactly. So with that said, you can go on my website. If you need an artist coach, I am your guy. You can get a free 15-minute analysis with me, and we could talk about your dreams, aspiration, and see where you're at in your career. And then if you want a little more advanced, a little more meat to chew on, a little more homework to do, there is a small minimum fee, you know, that I charge for my time. And you can hire me as a music coach, not as a manager, as a music coach. But I do book shows independently for artists as well. I ghostwrite, and I do a lot of other stuff. So check it out. Hit me up. Get at me on Snapchat, Houdini Black in 3D. Twitter is the same, Houdini Black in 3D. Instagram is the same as well. And I think that's pretty much it on the social media side. So let's go ahead and jump into what everybody is really here for. Not for little old me, but for the man of the hour. All right. It's a true pleasure talking to this cat. Doe from the Go is the executive producer of the up-and-coming album Mineral Water. He's bent on educating through his dynamic production and rhymes from the artists that he's working with, making them relative for the people just as much through the lyrics as the music makes you want to move. So I caught up with him recently tonight, as you will hear, still promoting the hell out of the album he's about to put out called Mineral Water. Like, this guy's going super hard on Twitter. Check him out. As mentioned before, he hopes that we get, I hope that we get some wicked answers here on tonight's podcast that will reflect a lot about the humble nature of this insightful, innovative producer. So come on, turn your TV off. You can catch Empire later and dive in deep with us and check out what he has to say. So let's take a second or two to invite Doe from the Go onto our show. What's up, Doe?
Yo, what's good? What's good, fam? How you doing?
Oh man, you got it. How's it going out in Chicago?
Oh, you already know. Just putting a lot of work in. You know what I'm saying, just staying sucker free and you know, focused.
Yes, sir. So, Doe, what's up, brother? Great to have you here live with us tonight. I really, really appreciate you for taking the time to talk with me all throughout this interview and let us know how it's going. So as you go through the promotion campaign of this new record, how has the reaction been, especially dealing with a handful of artists and producers that you're working with?
Well, the reaction is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I got a real crazy following on Facebook. So what we've been doing, me and my team, we actually been releasing like mini trailers of the sessions, you know, and the making of the actual album. And we've been getting a great response. Like, I think everybody overall just likes, you know, the rollout of it and how, you know, I present it to them. So we've been dropping the snippet trailers, you know, every other week and just kind of, you know, keeping people in tune. So the reaction is great. I mean, I think that the balance for hip-hop is on the rise and, you know, the music will come back around again.
Definitely. What's impressed or surprised you the most about the reaction from the people towards the album?
Well, just the fact that, you know, we're taking it back to that golden era sound. You know, I grew up on 80s and 90s hip-hop. You know, a cat like myself, you know, I just like real concepts, real lyrics, raw lyrics, you know, real dope beats. You know, we definitely use the samples heavy. So I think the reaction overall was just the way the sound of the album sounds, you know, as far as the snippets and et cetera.
Definitely, man. And I caught a few of those trailers. I'm definitely looking forward to this album. Definitely.
Thanks, bro. Definitely.
So one of the great debates out there in the music industry today is over how to actually go about releasing and supporting the songs. You know, whether to put out a full-length album or release songs as singles and such, what would be your approach when it comes to the album route by putting out Mineral Water? I mean, we know you got the trailers, but what else do you have in store?
Well, the thing about it is I wanted it to be just an experience. So not only are we doing the trailers, you know, I'm dropping a documentary to this. I'm going to do a very, very extravagant listening party that will have live performances from the artists from the album, and we'll be using a live band for that. So all in all, it's going to be a very deep-rooted package. I'm also going to be marketing it for all the real hip-hop DJs by releasing a limited edition of 100 vinyls. So there's things that I'm doing by not breaking the rules at all, and just keeping it all the way open as to how I'm going to market the project. You know, we're releasing singles. I'm going to do, a visual to every record on the album. And, it's going to be a very dope experience. I think this is something that's going to go down in the books. And I'm taking my time and actually working on it, perfecting it so that, it could be properly put out there in the best way possible. I mean, you know, there's a buzz on it right now. You know, it's definitely going to be one of the dopest projects in a long time coming from Chicago. You know, you got Chance the Rapper's latest project, The Color of a Book. And, now you got, Mineral Water coming, you know what I'm saying? And, just coming from Chicago alone, you know, we're going to definitely make history with this one.
Definitely. Speaking of Chicago, we had Buck from Cycle Drama on about 4 months ago talking about his latest mixtape, man. And, man, I love that dude, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So the other hot topic issue of this debate is, once those songs are released, how much time do you spend supporting them? And the answers and theories are quite widespread, I understand. I'm not sure I really lean one way or the other just yet. I mean, on one hand, you got to make sure you spend some real quality time with your hard work and effort. Seems to me that you should probably spend at least some time with the music you work so hard on. Is that right or wrong?
Correct. I mean, at the end of the day, I like to be hands-on. With me executive producing the project, I picked all the producers, I picked all the artists, I picked the concepts. I actually sat and worked with each and every artist and producer on these records. I feel like, time and effort is the best way, to put your work ethic into motion. So at the end of the day, it's just all about how you execute it. And I think that it's going to be something that's really appreciated from the time and value spent on these releases.
All right. But on the other hand, in a world full of short attention spans, binge watching and quick clicks, not releasing anything for a length of time longer than a month can get you potentially left behind these days. What's your theory on the timeline based on your experience with your mixtape series and other projects?
Well, it just depends on the demographic. Meaning, this particular album is not really catered to the younger crowd or the younger generation. So for that matter, I think I've kept the attention span of those 25, 30 and up crowds just about, our approach and how we're putting it out there with the music. True enough, we're going to have a couple elements on the project that the younger generation might adapt to. But overall, this project was made for the true hip hop heads, the true hip hop fans. So attention span wise, I think that it's going to do well when it is released. And that's the reason why I'm going to be, releasing these trailers, releasing visuals and singles all the way up into the first quarter. So when we do the proper rollout, it can be appreciated for the journey that we took. You know, I also got the blog, mineralwaterh2o.com. And, people can go in there and kind of get caught up to speed on, the beginning process all the way up until now. And we're just going to keep, pushing forward.
Yes, sir. And speaking of mineralwaterh2o.com, if you're on the browser right now, you can click on the show description and connect Doe from the Go. Twitter, email, Instagram, Coast to Coast Mixtapes to check out some of his previous work, or the website or blog site, mineralwaterh2o.com. www.thewhatyouowe.com. So make sure you plug in those links and connect with this brother that's out here pushing very, very hard. So,
yeah.
Doe, what did you learn from the recording process behind Mineral Water? That will come in handy the next time that you hit the studio.
Well, it's all about just having a sharp ear. You know, right now I'm in the process of perfecting the mixes, just making sure everything's stemmed, everything's separated, everything's EQ'd correctly, and just really, really put a quality product out there. So, you know, I want to always, you know, bring that sense of quality to each and every project that I release in 2017, because I am going to be executive producing some other projects as well. I'm going to keep the Mineral Water trilogy series going. You know, it's going to be the part one album, the part two, and the part three. So I just learned to basically just keep quality to the ear and just make sure I carry that legacy on, you know, for years to come.
And speaking of quality and the recording of Mineral Water, obviously a lot of things went extremely well for you. But what I want to know is, when you were in the sessions with these artists, what was like the signal, let's say, like when it was done, time to be done for the day? You know what I mean? I generally think we all know inside ourselves when someone truly nails it, like perfect. And, you know, we can see it on their faces, you know, that they hit it perfect as well. Like, describe those moments for you.
Well, basically, there were spontaneous moments where, you know, I called up multiple artists to come into the studio and who had never met before, and I just, in my mind, I just pretty much knew that they would mesh together, and the sessions actually came out well because, you know, those spontaneous type of sessions are the best sessions, because you don't know what's going to happen, but what you do know is, you know, you got a room full of talented people, and you guys just create right there on the spot. So for me, you know, the end of the sessions are always based on, you know, just kind of like creating it, then vibing, and then just knowing you put everything into it. And, yeah, it's pretty much the end from that. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously on post-production, you know, we're going to go back and, you know, break down the record and add, you know, special effects and maybe even add some extra things and extra elements. But all in all, you know, we just pretty much know it's done. We've put so much into it time-wise and talent-wise and idea-wise.
Definitely, man, definitely. And from what I can tell, social commentary is a massive part of Mineral Water. In fact, you yourself as the executive producer seem as if you have a lot to say and express through your music or art. What in fact drives you to take a role that may be a little bigger than the music itself? One that seems to aim and aspire to educate through the music you make. Do I have that assumption correct?
Yes, you do. With the Mineral Water project, it's not just all about the hip-hop element and aspect of it. There's a lot of issues that we're discussing in this album from the political standpoint. We're talking about what's going on right now with the police. We're talking about what's going on with brutality, racism. There's a lot of things that are being addressed on this album. So all in all, my job as an executive producer is to really deliver and, you know, contribute something to the culture that's going to, you know, stand the test of time.
Yes, sir. And looking back on it all now, do you feel that the music you made on Mineral Water did enough to set you apart from the rest of what's happening out there right now?
Yes, I definitely do. At the end of the day, there's elements on the album that are going to, you know, take the people back. And, you know, kind of, you know, there's some reminiscent things on it. But at the end of the day, you know, we put our own twist to it and we added our own element and our own vibes. So I think at the end of the day, the way we're marketing this project and the level that we're doing it on is going to definitely stand out, you know, from every other independent that's doing something on this level. You know, I'm being real strategic on how I'm going to market it, everything from, you know, the billboards all the way down to the digital advertisements. And, you know, just really keep that buzz going on and make sure that, you know, not just coming from Chicago, but the Midwest as well is being represented correctly.
All right, man. We're all looking to become timeless through our music somehow, that those songs we write will hold up forever. 20 years from now, do you feel the material on Mineral Water will be strong enough and still relevant that far into the future? Of course, respecting a big hell yes, but really looking at it closely from your own perspective, why or why not?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I like to do a quality control meeting. You know, I'll take a staff of artists, writers, producers, bloggers, DJs, and people in the media field and just kind of like, you know, play them, you know, a lot of the album and just get those opinions to make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, on point when it comes to longevity with the music and if it's timeless. And pretty much overall, you know, the reaction is great. I definitely think that there are records on this project that are going to go down in history and really make an impact on all hip-hop lovers.
All right, brother, you made it to the end. The Vigilantes Radio open floor, whereby you can say anything else you like to bring up, anything else that I didn't cover here in the interview, or just disperse some final knowledge. Bombs on us all. It's all up to you. The floor is yours.
Basically, man, you know, rock with me, Dope From The Go, on all social media. You can reach me at dopefromthego@gmail.com. Big shout out to the whole Stack of Star movement. Shout out Bag Language Clothing, that's coming too. You know what I'm saying? Minimal Water is the new movement. I will be the face of what's going on with the hip hop world. Coming from Chicago, there's a lot of dope, talented producers, songwriters, MCs, and musicians on this project. Very proud of it. It's going to be a very talked about project for next year. We're going real strong on it. And yeah, just believe, you know, believe in yourself and believe in anything you got going on. You know, if it's your baby, raise it and make sure that it touches lives.
Definitely. If it's your baby, raise it. I like that. All right. After the music break, we'll be right back to put Dope From The Go in our traditional hot seat to either hear some vocals, poems, spoken word, freestyle rap, a joke, or he can even bring on a guest star, a co-star to do something in his place, or a story or live instruments. Last Thursday, the band that we had on, they played a live song they had just wrote, which was so cool. You never know what these creative minds and vessels will produce in the spotlight. So when we come back, we'll find out if he has what it takes to be put on the spot, a test of his true artistry. We'll be right back.
I remember it like it just happened. I could have sworn it was a dream, but in reality it hit me like a nightmare. Or at least that's how it seemed. It just got a grip on our relationship. We was ironing things out, started picking up steam. And when we didn't need it, when it all got heated, and we both said some things that we probably didn't mean. The God intervened, guess more was at stake. But we left nothing over, he put more on the plate. She came home from the doctor with news I've been wanting. Said family was incoming, she pregnant, twins coming. But that's gotta be a lie. She sighed, couldn't stop the tears coming from her eyes. That birth control she on for them is suicide. As long as it's still inside, two of them wouldn't survive. Hard turn from memorable to cynical. Picturing clothes for what would have been identical. Similar outfits, similar names. My deceased kids, ultrasound in a frame. So I'm deprived of my chance to be a better dad. Staring at my twins that I never had. Shed a tear looking up in the sky.
Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye, so long, farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter.
Be a daddy, so we hopped in his caddy and turned corners on her. Turned on us out the clear blue.
His last memory of his son is seeing me through his rear view. I still love him, yo, but I love his brother Mo. My uncle showed me love no one can know. Young and poor with a tough old road to suffer hunger was nothing but uncle would hold us down, help moms lift the mother load. I got grown in. I used to wonder what it would be like to speak to pops as a grown man. He provided that feeling, told me to take my career into my own hands. He was there when I had no fans. My cell phone rings, and after I answer, a voice says your uncle's been diagnosed with cancer. Worst news in my life, him and chemo going 12 rounds with a disease, and they both losing the fight. I'm rushing up to see the sign, I'm praying for a miracle. I don't want to see my idol die before he did. The look in his eyes said, even though you just got here, goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye, so long farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter.
Looking out the corner of my eye, hoping you on the couch. That call felt like I was beef that got shot up. Ironic, I was on tour with Tech N9ne and Slaughterhouse. He tried to talk to me. Crystal rubbed my back as they was pouring out. I caught the next thing soaring out. Now I'm in the air in the Midwest somewhere. They said the turbulence was severe. I don't know what they talking about. I ain't feel a bump. Body numb, mind drifting. I'm sniffing. Asthma acting up. I'm whistling. I'm wishing. My mother face looks so much different. I'm kissing. My son, my aunt pacing in the kitchen. My vision blurry. Still, I saw your face clear. What a loss. This time I did more than waste beer. Michelle Strong, she held on. We got all the way there. Then we walked in and she fell on the floor. This ain't fair. You was the voice when I considered them thoughts that ain't clear. Hey, Granny, I was fifth row at the Grammys. And the award, they ain't hear me. But I sat behind Will and right in front of Wayne and got seen by the family. I missed the early morning combos, believe me. Regis on the TV and the best baked TV. But you had an all white affair. Grandpa's all fly, even though you been got there. Goodbye.
Goodbye, goodbye, so long farewell. But it's not the end of the chapter.
All right, we are back. That was Slaughterhouse. Goodbye. So, Doe from the Go, what you got for us, man?
Man, what you need, brother?
I don't know, man. You're in a hot seat. So, traditionally,
okay.
Our guests come on and they, if they don't, you know, do anything musically, they may tell a joke or tell a real personal story dealing with their whole journey with life or their, you know, music. So whatever you plan to do, bro.
Okay, cool. Well, I mean, basically just to tell a story just about the journey, you know what I'm saying? I've definitely been in the game over 10 years plus, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of struggles, you know, but through it all, you know, one thing I learned is, you know, consistency is key and knowledge is key. So, you know, as I kept going, you know, there's things that I learned. There's also things that I taught to other people along the way. You know, but whatever it is that you believe in, you got to keep going and you got to keep going strong, you know, because you got people that doubt you. Obviously, you know, it's that same story where they tell you, you know, your non-believers are your fans at the end of the day, because what they don't believe in that you believe in ends up being something that they end up being. It's something that they end up believing in with you. So with that being said, you know, Mineral Water coming soon. You know, we're looking at a first quarter release. We're looking at more like January, February for that. Like I said, we're doing a real, real, real big special live showcase for it. You know, every artist, every producer, every talented musician, live band will be in the building. I'm also going to be doing a intimate listening session for the DJs and the bloggers. That's coming as well. So at the end of the day, you know, everything's going to happen for a reason. And I definitely appreciate y'all for having me on the show.
No doubt, man. Thanks for the story, man. So thank you, as always, for checking out our podcast over here at Vigilantes Radio. All episodes are available for free download once the show ends, and that includes past shows as well. If you'd like to request music or send something for us to play, email it to me at theradio@onlyonemediagroup.com. We are genre-free. We do not judge. And that's pretty much it. So on behalf of myself, Dini Mussolini, I definitely appreciate you for tuning in, either afterwards or live with us. Make sure you spread the word. And we had right at 979 people on here rocking with us tonight. I definitely appreciate you that, and for that, and for supporting Doe from the Go. I even see Africa on here on the map. Shout out to you guys, man. Shout out to you guys. You know, definitely thank you as always for rocking with me. Or you may be here for Doe from the Go. Who knows? Like I always tell young cats in the game, you never know who listens to your music. Just because nobody leaves feedback or likes your post, you never know who's rocking it. I'm one of those guys who will, you know, jam a song and I won't tell you I'm jamming it. You know, I ain't got time. But there's probably others just like me who, you know, just out there, you know, they love the music, the craft, who you are as a person. That don't mean they have to be your front and center fan. They can support you from a distance by listening to the music and taking peace from what you put out into the universe and using it for, you know, in their life, especially if you're spitting that knowledge. Anyway, make sure you spread the word. And another special thanks to my guest, Doe from the Go out of Chicago, for joining me tonight. Yeah. Just remember to always be yourself and be great at it. Peace out.
Peace.